your my grandmother Green. Mother.
Mm-hmm. Put Blowing Rock question mark.
Okay. Is that very far from here?
No, it's about an hour in your Boone.
Okay. And what about your mother's parents?
My grandmother was born in Durham. Oh, God, this is interesting. My grandfather, Holman, was born in Durham, too, I think. They were both from Durham.
Okay. And you said you studied Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You ever spoken any other languages?
I dabble in French because I like to travel, and I've been traveling more to France. And but I'm not very efficient in either one of them. But I play with them. I sort of have the dream of living in either France or Spain and really becoming bilingual. I think it's the only way to do it. I did live a summer in Mexico City my junior year,
mm-hmm.
and that was helpful, but still, mm-hmm. you just really need to be in the midst of it all.
I lived in Miami for 5 years, yeah, so you got lots of practice.
Don't have to
there.
Go out of the country.
But Spain is one of the nicest countries, mm-hmm. I think, that I've ever been to.
I've visited. I'd like to go back. I don't know. I'm just drawn to the Mediterranean
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the reasons I majored in Spanish was that I think this is back in 1952, I think about that. My parents took me, and I was like 7, and my sister was 11. They drove from here to Mexico City because I'm British.
Wow.
I mean, I look back there and I think, what brave souls they were to do that. The roads were awful, I remember. And I think because of that trip, and the interest in visiting that foreign country that young, that's why I majored in Spanish.
Maybe so, huh? That would even be an adventure today.
To do it today, but then I remember the roads were washed out, and there's no guardrails, and we were high, and just the adventure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, these are all questions about different terms for different things
okay.
that you would use.
All right.
So, and some of them go way back to old farming terms and things like that.
Right.
So just tell me if maybe you would have heard your grandparents use it or something.
Okay.
Or if you've heard local people around here use it.
All right.
Tell me that, as opposed to you would use it yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
I heard it was linguistics. So.
Right.
Okay.
Like the rooms in the house. What do you call the room in your house where you would have company, guests to visit?
The living room.
Okay. Do you have a fireplace?
Yes.
Do you have something in there that holds the logs?
Yes.
What are those?
A grate.
Okay. How about a tall
andirons.
Wrought iron? Those are andirons. What do you call the piece up above?
The mantle.
Okay. What would you start a fire with?
Matches.
Okay, what kind of wood?
Oh. Well, we have, I know it's who, we have some fat wood that we use sometimes to get the fire started.
Okay.
Kindling. Kindling? How about that? Kindling. Without a G or whatever.
Okay. The fat wood is the one that really has different,
mm-hmm.
there's not really a standard term for that, you know, it's different terms in different places.
It is warm, isn't it? Are you all right? Is it too hot?
I'm okay. It's pretty hot, but
yeah,
okay. Who am I to?
We'll endure. How about a fan?
Finished already?
You might want to sit somewhere where it's even cooler.
You could sit down in the grass.
Right.
Okay.
All right.